What is real financial freedom? When you think of financial freedom, you think of not having to work any longer, having money in bank, a pretty house with a white picket fence, a 3-car garage, absolutely not a bill in the world or a care in the world. Don't get me wrong, that's a good, positive way to think. But that's not the only aspect to financial freedom. It comes in many forms. Think about your source of income, for instance, whether it's a job, SSI, child support, whatever your source is. How long have you been there? Are you receiving your worth? Is it a dead end? What is your monthly income? Are you comfortably paying your bills and still have some money left over? Let's do an exercise. Get a piece of paper and do the math. Subtract your rent, mortgage, utilities, car payment, credit card payments, daycare expenses, groceries, etc., from your monthly income. When you have completed this task, you should have an idea of where you are financially. What do you have left for the month, if anything? Are you overextended? Is your mortgage payment or rent taking up more than half of one paycheck? Are you in over your head on credit card debt? These are things that you have to take into account when it comes to becoming financially free. Most of America's problems come from the fact that we aren't making enough money for the times that we live in. Am I telling you to quit your job? No, but I am telling you that it's not the will of God for you to always be worried about money. When there are problems, you can easily resolve yourself. You cannot fight today's devils with yesterday's anointing. Matthew 6:11 through 13, New King James Version, give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For yours is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.